Speaking Sunday at a public forum in Sydney, Christopher Hill said Australian military capability would be important in enforcing sanctions against North Korea, as it has been in the US-led campaigns in Iraq and Afghanistan. Hill said a coalition of willing partners across the Asia-Pacific region would be the best way to police the UN resolution.
At some point, we will get beyond the problem of North Korea. Obviously, the United States, and I think Australia, shares this view that what we really want to have is a trans-Pacific approach, more than just a pan-Asian approach.
Hill has led the U.S. delegation to the six-nation talks on North Korea's nuclear program, which also involved China, Japan, Russia, and South Korea. The UN Security Council voted earlier this month to impose financial and military sanctions on Pyongyang after the secretive regime staged its first nuclear test on October the 9th. Precise details of how to enforce these punitive measures are still being worked out, but Hill said Sunday he expected to be liaising closely with the Australian government on the matter. Canberra has already offered to provide a warship to help inspect cargo vessels heading to or from North Korea as part of any UN sanctions regime. Separately on Sunday, Hill praised China for exerting pressure on Pyongyang and said the Chinese had a crucial part to play in resolving regional tensions. China has supported the UN sanctions, but along with South Korea and Russia, has argued for caution in implementing them. Beijing fears North Korea's fragile economy could collapse under the weight of the sanctions, leading to regional instability. Speaking to reporters after the Sydney forum, Hill said it was unclear whether the North Koreans were preparing a second nuclear test, as some analysts suspect. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.